We're knowing Chafetz Chaim. We're up to the laws of Rechilut, page Reish Yudalid, the fifth chapter, the sixth halacha. V'dadi Yeshot Chelik V'Isuk Kabbalat Rechilut. I want you to know, says Chafetz Chaim, there's another issue with regards to accepting Rechilut. Someone comes and tells you what someone else said. Uchmo Shaver, as I will explain. She afilu im nitvelo shu emet. Turns out it's true. Mashe sipulo shechad diber alav. They tell him, you know, so and so said this about you. Or asam asen negdu tzono, or did this. But you could judge him favorably or bad. Meaning, maybe he didn't mean badly when he did it. Maybe the person didn't mean to upset him with this. Maybe he meant something else. And if he meant something else, then really you wouldn't hold it against him. So you know that the Torah says you're supposed to judge a person favorably. And what happens is you hear the story. Hey, do you know what he said about you? He said you're an American. Okay, well, is that bad or good? So you hear it, and you right away interpret it negatively. So then you're making another mistake. You're not judging him favorably. And then you start thinking, what a terrible person. Look at what he's saying about me. He did something, and you start getting upset at him, and maybe what he did was for your benefit. You put down your talus here and he moved it somewhere else. So you don't know why he moved it. Maybe he moved it because he thought there was going to be a kiddush here and it would get dirty. So if it's presented a certain way, then you think he moved it because he didn't care. He didn't care that he was moving my space. You tried to grab a seat and he moved off your jacket and he sat there. Well, why did he do that? Well, there could be many reasons why he did that. But coming back to here, part of what happens when someone comes and tells over a story to us, we automatically understand the negative connotations, the negative interpretation of the story, and then instead of judging the person favorably, we judge him unfavorably. And that's another mistake. And then a person holds it against him because of something he did, which really, maybe he didn't mean any bad. That's why we say a person who listens to Rechilut, when someone's peddling, he's telling you something. You know what he said about you? You know what he did? So then, that's called, he just like you're not supposed to accept Lashon Hara, you're not supposed to accept Rechilut either. He says later on in the next chapter, in the footnote, he's going to give two examples of this. But really, it all starts with not judging the person favorably. So, this is very common. It's very hard when someone comes and tells us something. So, we very often understand it a certain way. And Chafetz Chaim says we have to be careful in this as well.